Boris Che, 62 years old, investor and manager from St. Petersburg, Russia. He travels the 320 kilometers to Estonia four times a year. Being a child of a former nomenklatura family from the Soviet period, he had spent many holidays at the Estonian seaside and also does so today. Besides, he deals in real estate investments in the Baltic countries to find a safe haven in the European Union for his own property and property of his friends and clients, even more so since the recent crisis. The visa regime does not bother Boris Che. He is privileged to have got the temporary permission of European Union residents. At 6 a.m. he leaves his apartment house at Central Lermontovsky Street. A taxi brings him to the Finlandsky station. At 6:40 a.m. he gets on the new Allegro speed train reaching Helsinki within only 3 hours. In Helsinki, his Estonian business partners join him for a one-day meeting at a company specialized in developing high-tech business parks close to harbors and airports, both in Scandinavia and Baltic countries. The next morning, right after breakfast, Boris Che and his partners take a taxi to the ferry terminal. Right after checking in and boarding, they enter one of the small seminar rooms for business meetings the secretary already had booked in advance. They arrange the things and connect one of their laptops with a built-in beamer. After 2 hours' work, they get off in Tallinn. In front of the exit of Terminal D, a driver awaits them, holding a handwritten sign with their names. He guides them to a black BMW X5 parked at the Kiss and Ride area in front of the terminal. They visit a logistic project at Paldiski Harbour and a contested open sea wind energy production site near Hiiumaa Island. After another business meeting in Latvia, Boris Che will take a plane back home from Riga to St. Petersburg. Besides work, Boris Che comes since several years with his family to spend the new year in Tallinn, and after that, a short holiday in Kuressaare Spa. Boris Che is not quite sure about planning holiday trips for next winter because of the increasingly difficult economic situation in Russia. He currently is short of cash because having invested almost everything in real estate.